While performing duties, according to the order of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers him, his names, and his qualities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. An expert devotee of the Lord can mold his life in such a way that while performing all kinds of duties, either for this or the next life, he can constantly remember the Lord's name, fame, qualities, etc. The order of the Lord is distinctly there in the Bhagavad Gita. One should work only for the Lord in all spheres of life. In every sphere of life, the Lord should be situated as the proprietor. According to the Vedic rites, even in the worship of some demigods like Indra, Brahma, Saraswati, and Ganesh, the system is that in all circumstances, the representation of Vishnu must be there as Yajnaspura, or the controlling power of such sacrifices. It is recommended that a particular demigod be worshipped for a particular purpose, but still, the presence of Vishnu is compulsory in order to make the function proper. Apart from such Vedic duties, even in our ordinary dealings, for example, in our household affairs, or in our business or profession, we must consider that the results of all activities must be given over to the Supreme Enjoyer, Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has declared himself to be the Supreme Enjoyer of everything, the Supreme Proprietor of every planet, and the Supreme Friend of all beings. No one else but Lord Sri Krishna can claim to be the proprietor of everything within his creation. A pure devotee remembers this constantly, and in doing so, he repeats the transcendental name, fame, and qualities of the Lord, which means that he is constantly in touch with the Lord. The Lord is identical with his name, fame, etc., and therefore, to be associated with his name, fame, etc., constantly, means actually to associate with the Lord. The major portion of our monetary income, not less than 50%, must be spent to carry out the order of Lord Krishna. Not only should we give the profit of our earnings to this cause, but we must also arrange to preach this cult of devotion to others, because that is also one of the orders of the Lord. The Lord definitely says that no one is more dear to him than one who is always engaged in the preaching work of the Lord's name and fame all over the world. The scientific discoveries of the material world can also be equally engaged in carrying out his order. He wants the message of Bhagavad Gita to be preached amongst his devotees. It may not be so done amongst those who have no credit of austerity, charity, education, etc. Therefore, the attempt must go on to convert unwilling men to become his devotees. Lord Chaitanya has taught a very simple method in this connection. He has taught the lesson for preaching the transcendental message through singing, dancing, and refreshment. As such, 50% of our income may be spent for this purpose. In this fallen age of quarrel and dissension, if only the leading and wealthy persons of society agree to spend 50% of their income in the service of the Lord, as it is taught by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there is absolute certainty of converting this hell of pandemonium to the transcendental abode of the Lord. No one will disagree to partake in a function where good singing, dancing, and refreshment are administered. Everyone will attend such a function, and everyone is sure to feel individually the transcendental presence of the Lord. This alone will help the attendant associate with the Lord and thereby purify himself in spiritual realization. The only condition for successfully executing such spiritual activities is that they must be conducted under the guidance of a pure devotee who is completely freed from all mundane desires, fruitive activities, and dry speculations about the nature of the Lord. No one has to discover the nature of the Lord. It has already been spoken by the Lord Himself in the Bhagavad Gita especially, and in other Vedic literatures generally. We have simply to accept them in toto and abide by the orders of the Lord. That will guide us to the path of perfection. One can remain in his own position. No one has to change his position, especially in this age of variegated difficulties. The only condition is that one must give up the habit of dry speculation aimed at becoming one with the Lord. After having given up such lofty, puffed-up vanities, one may very submissively receive the orders of the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita, or Bhagavatam, from the lips of a bona fide devotee whose qualification is mentioned above. That will make everything successful, without a doubt.